Lucky here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
Hey, it's Pat and JT. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, subscribe, rate, review. Like versus yesterday morning, there was like a plethora of things to start gabbing about. And now it's like nothing's really advanced with anything.
It hasn't. So first and foremost, I'm going to say, okay, Centrist Federal Credit Union, you know, it ebbs and flows. Just like your money, right?
Right.
So they can probably help you out with that. And we're getting close to that time of season or that time of year where there's a lot of high school seniors that are looking at summertime and then going to college, or summertime going to trade school, getting a job, whatever it may be, and maybe kicking off, you know, financially. Maybe it's a first car. Maybe it's getting their first account. Maybe some other first financial first. And having your own bank and banker early on is a, God, what a great idea. And mm-hmm. And I didn't do that. You know, a lot of us, we weren't pointed in that direction to find somebody to kind of help you map things out a little bit. And you think, oh, I've got forever. I've got forever. It goes by so fast. Oh my God. So if you're thinking, you know, okay, maybe there's something coming up in your future, whether it's college or a car or a house, you want to have somebody on your side to help you guide you through those things. And Centrist would love to be that person. They'd love to be there for you. They got a ton of locations. You can get on their website and learn a lot on there, a lot of information. There, but Centrist Federal Credit Union is a local credit union ready to be there every step of the way.
Oh, do you have to do your tagline?
They don't have one for that.
Oh.
It's not federally to get your first checking account.
Okay, got it. I'm so used to hearing the blah, 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 blah.
Nope.
Okay. No tagline.
There's no federally insured. I'll just say they are federally insured NCUA, just so you know. And they're equal housing lender, by the way.
I need to hear something. I just want to make sure that I don't have President Biden knocking on my door because you screw up some sort of legal deal.
We'll make sure they're covered all the time.
Okay. So centristfcu.org or 402-334-7000.
Awkward pause. Okay. I mean, awkward pause. Yeah. So like Pat was saying, yesterday it was like, oh my God, there's this and there's this and there's that. And I want to talk more about the Royals, and the Royals have disappeared.
Like literally, not just from the news, but literally disappeared.
It's just crazy. I mean, there's no posts about them. They aren't trending anywhere. They saw an opportunity and by God, they took it. Mm-hmm. And they're like, bing, we're out. Deuces, see ya.
Yeah, they did the Irish goodbye at the restaurant. The server said, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. And they deuced out to their horses and took off.
There was some kind of a distraction and that was it. So, but you know who is trending is Prince Harry. So not all the royals have gotten away scot-free.
Yeah.
And this kind of ties in with P. Diddy, which is kind of weird. But the whole P. Diddy thing, by the way, I haven't seen anything new come out in the last, 12, 24 hours?
Not really, no.
Let me look here if I Google just his real name. And we're going to talk about this, but that lawsuit that's against him, a $30 million lawsuit, sexual assault lawsuit that came out. And they said that one of his accusers now has added Cuba Gooding Jr. to the sexual assault lawsuit.
I did see that, yeah.
And Homeland Security raiding the home. Well, we knew about that. This was like over 24 hours ago. This also talks about his Miami home. The lawyers talking about the search. TMZ had video of the house, one of his houses, as the search went on. And that was just kind of weird video. The thing I never understood when they do those searches, and I know they're trying to find stuff that's hidden, but why do they have to like totally trash the entire?
I know. I've wondered that too. And I wonder if there any recourse, because it's still, even say you did commit a crime. Okay. But to go in and search the house, like, can the owners legally go back and say they trashed my place? Like maybe they find evidence and they did get in trouble, but it's like, that doesn't justify getting their house flipped and not being put back the way it was.
Yeah. I don't understand. And it's almost like I would have to think they take a little joy in it.
Oh yeah.
When they're tearing the bed apart, when they're pulling all the stuff out of the drawers, they're, you know, dishes are getting broken. Things are being dumped out on the floor and literally beds are flipped.
Yeah. Um, It's like, yeah, and maybe you need to be more careful because you might be missing evidence in your when your bash party. You know, you just like going through there crazy.
Yeah, it's just weird. And seeing that video, to me, I look at it and I'm like, how the hell do you find anything in this mess?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'd think you'd want to be a little more meticulous about how you're searching to make sure you don't miss anything.
Yeah. And unless and, there's so with a search warrant when and I know they're probably all different, but like, does the judge sign off on looking for one specific thing or two specific things? So if they're going in to look for a toolbox or whatever, then that's the only thing they can take. So they just rush through everything to look for any toolbox they can find or any computer they can find.
My experience with search warrants is limited to television, TV,
Law and
TV
Order. Shows. Yeah. I was just going to say, never mind.
I'm basically what I see.
I'm basically talking to Mariska Hargitay right now. So
that's
I didn't.
Right.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know if it's this, the address and whatever they find, or if it is, maybe there are several different kinds. It might be that there's just something for a particular thing. I don't know. I don't know that. Or if it's
you
just
know, on the Sopranos, okay. They would, the when Tony's house was bugged, they had a search warrant for the basement only. So they could, yes. they couldn't take anything upstairs. They would walk through the upstairs to get to the basement, but they couldn't take look or anything upstairs.
And I think that's probably like that's why they, you know, they get for the residence and then they can go through looking for whatever,
mm-hmm.
like Epstein's house. They went through everything. Lord knows we'll never see that shit, but
right.
But they took, I mean, I remember the pictures. I want to see the stuff now. And it's all just, I think some of that stuff too disappeared.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff got lost.
Everybody loses stuff in a move, so I understand
There's no excuse for that. It's ridiculous. But anyway, yeah, watching that video was kind of crazy. And then there's a report that came out, and TMZ had this one. It just came out today at 1 a.m. And I don't know when this actually happened, but it shows it. And their headline is, Diddy talking with feds at airport as associate is arrested. This was posted at 1 o'clock this morning Pacific. And there's a picture of him and his crew on the tarmac by a plane, federal agents intercepting his plane. And it says TMZ now has a photo showing the interaction. Then his associate was taken into custody. And you see they have him pointed out in the picture. And there's his associate, this 25-year-old Brendan Paul, who was arrested and booked on drug charges following a search of what, I don't know, his body, I'm not sure. And then there's no more. And it's like, wait.
Yeah, what?
What else is going on here? So with Brendan, they said they found cocaine and weed, in his travel bag.
Oh.
That's shocking. So why did they do that? So there's a picture, another picture shows the same gaggle of people on the tarmac, and you don't see Diddy in that picture. But it's just a different angle. He's probably there. You just can't see him. And then he was at the airport pacing around, but a day or two ago. And yeah, that Brendan Paul was name dropped in a lawsuit against P. Diddy that alleges that young man worked as a mule for Diddy. So both drugs and firearms. And so they're going after him, but I don't understand why. Why not? Why didn't you arrest Sean?
maybe this is all part of a bigger picture and they're taking these little baby steps to get closer to something else.
That maybe. Flipping three houses.
Yeah, it's pretty.
And not as in flip my house TV show style.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it's a very quiet move. And then the lawsuit. Let's take a look at that real quick. Because the lawsuit that is out there, it includes Harry. That's where Harry gets brought back into it. Prince Harry was named in a civil suit that's against Sean P. Diddy Combs. And Prince Andrew, you know, has been tied to the Jeffrey Epstein scandal. Now Harry is tied to the P. Diddy scandal, sexual assault scandal. And famously, they're King Charles, I'm going to say uncle, let's see, that'd be his dad and brother for Andrew. Charles was tied to that Seville character who was notorious pedophile in England. And there's been some connections made via the royal family with him over the years. But this lawsuit thing, apparently what they're claiming is that Diddy would have Harry come to his parties with him. And these parties were where he was bringing in people sex and drugs and rock and roll, all this good stuff, everything is on camera. Everything's being filmed. But they would use Harry's appearance to give him legitimacy. Well, Prince Harry's here. Come see Prince Harry.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Okay. So
Prince Harry wasn't taking part per se, but he was used for his, you know, it's like, oh, it's Prince Harry. He gives me legitimacy. I'm having a party with very famous people. And so he'd invite famous, it's weird that they listed famous musicians, actors, producers, and people like Prince Harry. That's Prince Harry's the only name that's on there. Prince Harry. Like, I'm sure Harry's like, shit, could you just say famous royal people? You know? And so, so he got named. So yeah. Okay, that's Teddy. We enough of that. I don't know if he's Teddy.
Maybe he might note something.
He thinks he does. But there's also, there's other things that are out there. They're starting to like percolate to the top about the whole Prince Harry thing. Cause there's also another scandal that's going on with his, a charity that he's been a director of for a number of years. And there's some sexual assault that was included in that. And he was mentioned in that because this is his responsibility. And that was in Africa.
Okay.
And Prince Harry was named in the lawsuit, in that lawsuit as well. So not a good day yesterday for sure for Harry. Well, whenever that first came out.
It's been a rough 6 months for Harry.
It's been tough.
A rough year.
Really,
yeah.
It really has.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then the whole Diddy thing, there were people talking about that yesterday. I heard a podcast talking about it and saying, you know, it's just kind of weird because you think about it, 25 years ago, most of us were not tech savvy enough to outfit a house with a complete sound system, a complete camera system, let alone, or a sound system, let alone a camera system, right? There just wasn't that kind of tech. And you had a hard enough time just wiring your stereo system against the wall and getting all the speakers set, right? And all that and getting everything plugged in correctly. But there are obvious other forces at play that came in the same way with Epstein to be able to, they call it the honeypot type ploy that he was doing was the same thing Epstein did, same thing Weinstein did, to get evidence of people doing things they shouldn't be doing in order then to blackmail them with it.
Yeah. But totally own the rest of their life.
Totally own them, get a piece of the pie, you know, and it may be that it wasn't, you know, there are famous rappers in particular that they're saying that were held to Jay-Z and they had to give him so much of their money or do certain things, you know, perform with other people or appearances and do them for free, but because he owned everything. So, but there's nothing new. There's just nothing else new out there right now. And it's really frustrating.
Yeah.
it is just frustrating.
It is. I know. Because yesterday we were excited that all this terrible stuff was going on, but it's like, at least there was something other than Kate Middleton stuff to talk about.
I know. And now we don't even have that. They took that away too. I will give you one. This is a story that came out yesterday. It talks about how we got to P. Diddy. And it's kind of interesting because it brings back some things that I've forgotten all about, but I remember them happening. It would have been in April of 2023. So about a year ago. Do you remember that the Fugees star, lead singer, I think, was testifying? And it was revealed that he was an FBI informant.
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah.
He was an FBI informant during Leonardo DiCaprio's testimony against Barack Obama trying to launder $30 million to China through the Fugees lead singer. Michael was his last name. So Jamie Foxx was initially added as a potential witness along with Jim Carrey and Mark Wahlberg. And then it is then being assumed that Jamie Foxx would possibly speak due to his really close relationship with Leonardo DiCaprio, but then Fox was hospitalized. So it was April 6th when that was first revealed, and April 17th was when Jamie was hospitalized. Remember that?
Yeah.
And he claimed he passed away and had to be brought back to life. And a full recovery, and I say that in quotes, didn't happen until July.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, what's going on? What happened to him? So it was during that. So Sean Combs had a very long track record with the former president Obama and not Michael. What's his name? Michelle? Michael? What? I can't remember the Fugees star's name, the lead singer. Not that it would be in my vernacular. Trust me. But so he's the one that was an FBI informant. So somehow he got flipped.
Wild.
How that happened, I don't know. And that's when all this came out in testimony on Capitol Hill in April of last year. And that they say that that track record with both the president and press or however you want to say it, that case was the first case to start the current what they call rap accusation domino effect that we're seeing today. So then in October of last year, there was a Keef D appeared in court in Las Vegas over the killing of Tupac. Remember that? That came back up again?
Yeah.
And claimed several times that Diddy asked him to take out Tupac and Suge Knight. That was in testimony. So this was connected to Tupac's murder case being reopened in July of last year, 28 years after he died, and looking back into it and bringing up some new testimony. So
There's a lot.
It's not like just all of a sudden they just plucked Sean P. Diddy Combs' name out of thin air. Like you said, there could be just a lot of little pings here and there.
Yeah, right. Just kind of think, getting to something bigger.
And slow but sure, they're going to make the whole thing fall down is what they're probably looking at. But yeah, that was to me a weird thing that when that first came out, until I saw this article, I totally forgot about that connection. FBI informant, Leonardo DiCaprio, President Obama, you know, and you're like, why was that not a bigger story?
I think we know why that wasn't a bigger story.
I think we do too. So anyway, yeah. So that's all the conspiracy I have for the day.
Okay. Kind of like it.
That's all I got. So, all right. Sorry. Okay. There is going to be a highly conspiratorial eclipse coming up too on the 8th of April. Just going to throw that out there. Yeah. There's those that are saying that this hasn't happened since 1811. This kind of eclipse, and there's other things that go along with it. We'll dig into that a little bit later, but there's a lot of people, because there was a lot of death and destruction the last time because of lunar solar movements and earthquakes, volcanoes.
Yeah.
There's all a this lot. Other stuff. So yeah, we'll have to take a look at that, but that's coming up on April 8th. So others are saying, so the next 12, 13 days are going to be quite a ride. I'm like, what does that mean?
They've already been quite a ride.
Well, that's true. That is true. It has already been crazy and we just had the lunar eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have the solar eclipse coming up on the 8th.
Yeah.
And so in between the two, apparently, is, I don't know.
It's going to get lit.
I don't know, but I like it. Same. So
I don't know. And that'll be the name of the podcast. I don't know, but I like it. Keep us on our toes.
I like it. Yep. Good enough.
All right, you guys, thanks for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe. Have a great day. Be safe out there in the next crazy world.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media Production.